Hi guys, good day and welcome to another episode of my podcast. Well, I'm really sorry I'm putting this out late. I have not been consistent rather with this podcast, but all this is going to change because moving forward, I will do my best to be consistent with this. And meanwhile, I hope you guys had a lovely Christmas, because Christmas is all about the birth of Christ, and the birth of Christ brings joy, peace, love, and loads of sharing. So, well, without much ado, I would just like for us to dive right into it. So last week I put out a question asking, what lessons did 2019 teach you? What are you thankful for? And what are your plans for 30 December? And I got a lot of responses, so I'll be reading them. The first one says, 2019 started with a lot of high hopes and plans, and a lot of it went to shit. Well, don't beat yourself up about it, because, like, you can't just... There are a lot of things that would always go sideways. After all, man proposes and God disposes. 2019 gave me new experiences and lessons, and mostly in dealing with people and seeing beyond facades. Plans for 30 December is to stay indoors, away from the sun, with bottles of red wine, treats, and as much immoral deeds as I can think of and perform or watch live. Well, your plan sounds lit, but then remember, be careful and make sure to use a condom in case you decide to perform. Alright, the next one says, sex is underrated. Ooh, okay. Well, it depends though. But then, well, what do I know? The next one says, 2019 was good to me. I have always wanted to be a makeup artist, and it actually came to pass this year. So I'm happy for that. I'm thankful to God for all the good news this year. My sister's graduation with wonderful results. It made my family so happy. Thankful to Almighty God for life, good health, and my wonderful parents. I plan to work tirelessly this December. I pray I get more jobs. Amen. I pray for you. I pray so for you too there. The next one says, actually, we learn every day. 2019 taught me a lot. Trust no one. Actually, no serious plans for December. I'm just happy it's another festive period. And I love the weather. The next one says, 2019 taught me a lot of lessons. Trust no one. Men are not to be trusted. They are full of heartbreaks. Girls, theirs is the worst. They are full of betrayals. Oh. Well, my love, if no one hurts you or betrays you, then the people you have around you are pretenders. People are bound to disappoint you. So I feel the best thing you should do is lower your expectations. Don't ever expect anything from anyone. That's just it. My plan for this December is to be on my own. Good luck with that, baby boo. The next one says, 2019 taught me to be strong, and that with determination I can do everything that I have always wanted to do. This dirty December, I just want to have fun non-stop and with a good thing by my side. Well, amen to that, sis. Amen to that. Now, the thing is this. Please make sure to have loads of orgasms on the dick you get. And if you're unable to find a good dick, you can always use a dildo. Or, there are many sex toys, so you can just get one. But if you do get the dick, please do not forget to be safe. Make use of a condom. You know they show for face, so... Okay. The next one says, 2019 has been a tough one for me. I have gone through lots of ups and downs. I have had bad days and good days. But in all, I'm still grateful to God. Yes, so there's nothing else we can do. We just have to thank Him and be grateful. The next one, 2019 taught me to accept my mistakes and move on. Lol, no plans for 30 December. It's just a week left. True. Next one says, save money this dirty December and stop fucking random people. It's very bad for your health. Don't play yourself, people. Have fun in 2020, but remember, don't play yourself, okay? The next one says, I'm thankful for the gift of life. Yes, because without life, well, a lot of things we won't be able to do or see. So yes, we are definitely thankful for the gift of life. The next one. 2019 taught me how to be stronger and how to choose my friends wisely. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for the lessons and my awesome family. I have been living my best life this month. Especially, I'm going to live it to the fullest this December. Ooh, okay. 2019 taught me to be humble because pride goes before a fall. Wow, okay. Next one says, 2019 taught me I can still survive and look good when I got nothing in my account. I never depend on anyone. I'm thankful to the Lord for my parents and siblings. And I got distinction in my national diploma. Congrats to you. Nothing about the date of December. I just can't wait for 2020. Well, you seem to expect that. Let's just hope that 2020 is better than 2019. The next one says, 2019 taught me to be woke and believe. I'm thankful for my family and friends, and I'll just cruise with my close friends this December. Okay. The next one says, a lesson 2019 taught me is that a lot of people aren't what they say they are, and the only person that won't hurt you is you. That's true. The next said, 2019 taught me nothing lasts forever. I'm thankful for life. No plans for that to December, but it's gonna be a party after party something. Yes, so. Next one says, never joke with a friend, no matter how jovial you two get. I'm thankful that I'm still alive and that some Nigerians keep making us proud. Please, what's this whole 30 December thing about? Well, I don't know how to explain it to you, but then, well. Next one said, 2019 was an eye-opening year for me. It's true, I've done bad stuff and all. But some people did me wrong, and I really think everything happens for a reason. My December is as clean as ever. I'm grateful for this year because I finally left the family house and I'm in another country. I know with time I'll get money and adapt myself so I can enjoy my life here. No money, no nothing. We locomote, Jari. My dear, that's the spirit, because most times if you keep on waiting for people to do stuff for you, they will just keep on disappointing you. So the best thing is just do your stuff. And I pray you get something that would put money in your pockets. Amen. So the next one. 2019 taught me not to trust people too easily. I'm thankful for life. I have no plans for 30 December except to just eat and sleep. No go bust on tough food though. Chop the one way you feed chop. Leave the rest. The next says, I thank God for long life and prosperity, for his love and care in the year 2019. He is good to me, my family and friends. My plan for 30 December is to help and to help and to get more money and love. That's it. Well, I hope you do so. Next one is, 2019 taught me a lot of things, and I'm thankful for all the love I got this year. My plans for 30 December is to make more money. Ooh, money. Yes, we all need to make money. So, we've come to the end of this particular episode on my podcast. Well, I love you all, and thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to share, and don't forget to have fun, because this life only wants to. Remember, while having fun, if it's via sex, please use a condom. And if you're hanging out, always remember to carry Vex money for my women. All right, you guys. Thank you so much. Have an amazing year. And I can't wait for us to start 2020. I'm still your host, Kendra. Ciao.